on Daf Lamed, puts Machlokas Amaroyim as to whether a Lulav HaGozel is kosher apostle b'yom tov sheni, meaning Chol HaMoed. We know Lekachtem Lachem b'yom HaRishon, a Lulav HaGozel is apostle b'yom tov Rishon because you need Lachem. Question is, b'yom tov sheni, where you don't need Lachem, is it apostle? Rabbi Yochanan says it's still apostle because it's a mitzvah ba baber. But Lulav HaGozel, even b'yom tov sheni, is apostle, even though you don't need Lachem. It's still a mitzvah b'aver, and therefore it's going to be posel. Comes the Gemara at the end and quotes Shmuel. It's like Bar Nachmeni Omer Shmuel that b'yom tov sheni it's kosher. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozel. It could be yotze b'lulav b'gozel b'yom tov sheni. So we started talking about what the machlokas amora might be based on. Why would Shmuel say that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply? The Tosfos suggested that it's because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That here we're talking about Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. We're not talking B'Mikdash U'Smachtem, we're talking about the Zeichel HaMikdash. Shmuel says, by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, the Psul of Mitzvah B'Aver doesn't apply. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even by the Rabbanan, the Psul of Mitzvah B'Aver applies. And we wanted to suggest, the Shagasari wanted to suggest that Machlokis is whether the Din of Mitzvah B'Aver is a Daraisa or the Rabbanan. If it's a Daraisa, so then it should apply across the board. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Daraisa Tikkun. If the Chachamim is sakin a Mitzvah Rabbanan, then that Mitzvah Rabbanan is subject to all Dinim Daraisa that relate to Mitzvahs. So if there's a Psul of Mitzvah B'Aver, that you say that if an Aver enables the Mitzvah, then the Chayfetz is Mo'us for the Mitzvah. So that should apply to Mitzvahs Rabbanan as well. It's Mo'us, so then it should be Mo'us for Mitzvah Rabbanan too. But if the Psul of Mitzvah B'Aver is only a Psul D'Rabbanan, so then you can say that Hei Mamru V'Hei Mamru. Chazal say that by Mitzvahs D'Raisa, it is Mo'os for the Mitzvah, but by D'Rabbanan they're willing to be Mekim. This is one approach. So we were troubled with a number of kashas. We're not going to rehash all the kashas, but let's just focus on the Iker. The Lashon of Shmuel is what? Kishem Shiyotze B'Shol Kach Yotze B'Golden Kach Yotze B'Gosen. Then in Yom Tov Sheni, just like it can be Yotze B'Lulav Shol, it can be Yotze B'Lulav HaGozel. So at first glance, according to Tosfos, there's no makom for the word kashem. But because you can be yotze b'shol, you can be yotze b'gozel, what does one have to do with the other? The Gemara should have said that the din of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply because it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's this kashem shiyotze b'shol kach yotze b'gozel? So comes the Pnei Yeshua and says maybe there's a different pshat. That the reason why Shmuel holds the mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply is not because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. No, he holds mitzvah b'aver applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan too. So why over here is there no mitzvah b'aver? Is it kosher? So he said because it's all a function of whether you have options. What Shmuel is saying is that since lulav hashol is kosher b'yom tov sheni, so then you can't say that the avera enabled the mitzvah. If you use a lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni, it's not that the avera of the zeil enabled the mitzvah because you have an out. You could have used the shol. So because you could use a shol, the aver didn't enable the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'aver. It's not a special din that it doesn't apply to the rabbanans. Maybe it does apply to the rabbanans. The brisa that Tosfos quotes, the brisa from Bava Kama about afrash eschala, making a bracha on afrash eschala, bracha is a rabbanan. Sounds like mitzvah b'aver does apply to the rabbanans. But no, here is a special din because since you can be yotze b'shol, so you have another option, and it's all a matter of options. Right? It's all a function of whether you have an option. Right? If you have an option, then it's not a mitzvah above avera because the avera didn't enable the mitzvah. Similar to the Poros Yosef earlier. The Poros Yosef was saying it about the mitzvah of sukkah. Right? B'yom tov rishon is a chilek between lulav and sukkah. Lulav, you don't have another option because shol is posim. Sukkah, you do have an option because we pass like the Chachamim that sukkah she'ula is k'sherim. So the Paras Yosef said that according to Tosfos, the psul of mitzvah b'aveira is only a psul d'rabbanan by sukkah. It's not really fundamental, it's only a psul d'rabbanan because you do have an option. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says within Shmuel, you can say the same var that the Paras Yosef says about sukkah b'yom tov rishon, you can say that about lulav hagozel b'yom tov sheni. Because b'yom tov sheni, lulav she'ul does work. If lulav shol works, then lulav hagozel is not a mitzvah b'aver because you have an option to use shol. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua. Yes.
Why is it that whether or not you have options is what's driving what the idea of this lulav avera is the right of their how can that be the factor that decides whether or not it's
because because if you say something is deraisa, that means it's fundamental. So to define the concept, we're talking deraisa. But the rabbanon could mean that even though the aver is not really enabling the mitzvah, but the chachamim say, but still, I know it's not the fundamental type of psul, but still you shouldn't use it. They're adding a different level. That's what the chachamim often do, right? A gzera derabbanon is a new gzera that the Torah never thought of. Not that the Torah never thought of. The Torah didn't think that you had to make a gzera, but the Torah did say that the chachamim should be gozer. Right? Ushmardim is mishmarti. You have to make a mishmaris lo mishmarti. You have to make gzeras, and that's the job of the chachamim. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaves it that way. He wants us to show how much we love mitzvahs and we make gzeras. We're careful about mitzvahs. That's part of what the Torah wants. Right? Mesillas Yesharim says even the individual can also make gzeras. If a person sees in a particular context that he needs a gzera, so he should make a gzera on himself to be misrachik a little bit more. Normally, we don't have individuals making gzeras. But if a person is in a context where he feels it's dangerous, he's going to violate nisr, then it's appropriate for a person to make a siyog for himself. But the purpose of the siyog that the Chacham instituted to make a siyog la Torah, that's an inyan. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That's an inyan. Asu siyog la Torah. You're supposed to make gzeras for the Torah. The Chacham is supposed to make gzeras for the Torah. But that's an extra level. An extra level beyond the din deraisa. So these are two approaches to the Sheet of Shmuel. Comes the Meiri Yemsachin, and he offers a third approach. This is Naftali's Meiri. He keeps on bringing this up, so we're finally getting there, right? The Meiri, interestingly enough, paskins like Shmuel. And he paskins like that Sheet. We pointed out the Rambam might even pass, because the Mishnah of the Rambam passed like that. But okay. The Meiri paskins like Shmuel. He says that Luv HaGozel Biyam Dovsheni is kosher. And he's troubled by the fact that matzah, that some people say matzah gzula is possible because it's a mitzvah b'avera. So he says, I don't understand. If lulav hagozel is not a mitzvah b'avera, so why should matzah gzula be a mitzvah b'avera? That's the kasha the Meiri is dwelling on. Right, let's see the Meiri inside. This is in packet 5. What's he asking? Some say matzah shel tevel, you can't be yotze because it's a mitzvah b'avera. Who's that? Who says that matzah shel tevel is a mitzvah b'avera?
The Ran.
The Ran, exactly his name. The Ran himself. So frek the Meiri, but just one second. Lulav hagozel is only possible beyond the frishon, not because of mitzvah b'avera, but rather because of lochem. The sheni, it's kosher. So is a chilek between matzah gzula and lulav hagozel beyond the sheni? How can we reconcile that distinction? Zokta Meiri, b'matzah laila harishon echmirum neishim in haTorah. Maybe matzah yom tefrishon, since it's daraisa, they were more machmir. Who's that? Meiri's alluding to another shita we've seen. Right, what's he saying? Matzah on Yom Tovishon, Belel Yom Tovishon, on Leil HaSeder, matzah is a mitzvah deraisa. So Rechmiru, that mitzvah b'aver is going to be a problem. Zula is a problem. What's he saying? Lulav Agoz will be Yom Tovsheni, is a drabonon. So the Chachamim, we're not machmir. Who's that? That's Tosfos in our sugya. She said that first day Meiri is our Tosfos. Right? The Chazal will machmir by a mitzvah deraisa, that mitzvah b'aver is a problem. But by drabonon, is they're willing to be makom. That's the first day in the Meiri. O says the Meiri, O, mipnei shebishoa sha'oseh ha-mitzvah oseh so'averu. By matzah, bishoa sha'oseh ha-mitzvah oseh so'averu, you're doing them simultaneously, you're doing the mitzvah and the aver at the same time, violating the issa tevel, the issa, and the mitzvah of matzah, violating the issa tevel, being the kind of mitzvah matzah at the same time. But v'lulav, k'farnaseh Ha'aver mishas gezeila, but by lulav the aver was already done. You stole the lulav before. You did the aver, and now you're doing the mitzvah. So mitzvah b'avera, what's he saying? Mitzvah b'avera applies by matzah because it's b'vasachas. But by lulav, there's no mitzvah b'avera because it's not b'vasachas. The avera happened before, and now you're doing the mitzvah. Very strange. And then he throws in a third teretz. O shema mibnei sheyesh locho sheyocho kamazesim. Mishaocho kizayis niskana mitzvoso. The problem by matzah is that we're afraid you'll eat kamazesim. It's an extra gzera, right? The psula mitzvah b'avera by matzah is because we're afraid that even if the first kizayis is okay, but you might eat more, but by lulav it's one, mida'ag v'nafak bay, we're not afraid that you'll violate more. Okay. So the first and the third, the first certainly we've seen before, the third said there's an extra gzera by matzah because you can might eat more kizayisim. Okay. What's the second parasit that the Meiri suggests? By matzah, what's the din? By matzah, you're doing the mitzvah and the avera at the same time. The avera of tevel and the mitzvah of achilas matzah at the same time. So mitzvah of avera does apply. But by lulav, you did the gzela before. And now you're doing the mitzvah. So mitzvah of avera doesn't apply. Isn't it v'nafochu? Going a little bit further back from Pesach. Isn't it Ibcha Mistabra? But we just asked the Kasha. I guess I had a bomb Kasha yesterday. Why do we ever say that something is a mitzvah? Baba Vera. Why don't we just say, I say, is Dochalos, I say? There's a steer between these two concepts. And the Shagasari answered, no. Say Dochalos, I say. That's where it's Be'idna. It's where everything happens simultaneously. The mitzvah and the avera happen simultaneously, then we say that the mitzvah say is docha the lav. Mitzvah of avera applies when the avera happened already. And now I'm doing the mitzvah based on the avera. The avera is enabling the mitzvah, or I created a chefzid avera, and I'm doing the mitzvah with the chefzid avera. That's mitzvah of avera. Maybe he's saying mamash punk faker, no? He's saying by mitzvah the psula mitzvah of avera applies because it's simultaneous. It's vasachas. But by lulav, it's not simultaneous, so therefore it doesn't apply. Isn't it Ibcha Mistabra? What's the Meiri saying? So I don't think that's what the Meiri is saying. He's not saying the difference is whether the Aver and the Mitzvah happen in the Vasachas or they're not. There's no question. Again, in both cases, we're talking about Matzah Gezula and Lulav Hagos. In both cases, right? Nachal. What are you talking about? Matzah shel tevel and lulav hagozel. So mipnei shebishor she'oses hamitzvah oses ha'avera. Okay. Talking about matzah shel tevel. It would be the same by matzah gzula, but okay. What's he saying? He's saying that by matzah shel tevel, the psula mitzvah b'avera can apply. Why? See how matzah is going to plug in. By lulav hagozel, the din of mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply because parnases avera mishas gezela. What's he saying? He means the avera was done mishas gezela, and you're not being mosif anything by taking the lulav. What are you doing? You're picking up the lulav, but you're not doing anything else. You're not doing a new avera now. Think about it. Are you being mosif in the avera? No, you stole it already. You stole it already. The Aveira is done. You're not being Mosif in the Aveira now. So if you're not being Mosif in the Aveira now, he's assuming, according to Shmuel, the Psula Mitzvah B'Aveira doesn't apply. Right? The Psula Mitzvah B'Aveira, according to Shmuel, means that if I'm doing an Aveira when I do the Mitzvah, that's a Mitzvah B'Aveira. Of course, if I only started to do the Aveira now, right? If I only started to do the Aveira now, then by Gezel at least, if I started to do the Aveira now, then you could say that maybe the Aseh is Dochelos Aseh. Maybe I shouldn't say it's a Mitzvah of Aveira. But here, since I did the gezeila from before, and I'm not adding to that avera through the ma'isa mitzvah, Shmuel holds it's not a mitzvah. Blah, blah, blah. That's what the Meiri is saying. I did the avera before, and I'm not adding to the avera now. How about by matzah shel tevel? What am I doing? By matzah shel tevel, I'm mamash doing the avera now. It's the ma'isa achila now that's the avera. It's not that I did the aver before. It's the ma'is achila now. It's the ma'is achila now. So Shmuel assumes what? What Shmuel assumes that if I'm doing the avera now, then it can be a mitzvah of aver. If I'm doing an avera now, it's not an avera that happened before that I'm not being mosif in. I'm not being mechadish in the avera. I'm being mechadish in the avera. I'm doing an avera now. He says that what if I'm doing the avera now, b'shor she'oses ha-mitzvah, oses ha-avera, you're doing the avera now with the mitzvah, then that's a mitzvah above avera. That's a mitzvah above avera. So why don't we say that an aseh should be doch halos aseh? Why don't we say aseh is doch halos aseh? Originally reading this, for some reason, I thought we were contrasting matzah gezula with lulav hagozel. So here it's mamash gebaldik, because by matzah gezula, I'm being gomer the gzeila through the achilas hamatzah. I stole the matzah before, but now that I'm eating it, now I can't return it anymore. There's no chiyuv hashavah. So that's mamash a beautiful chiluk. Matzah gezula, I'm being mechadish in the issa gzeila through the achila. He's not saying that if the mitzvah and the avera come simultaneously, then the psula mitzvah of avera applies. He's saying Avadi has to do the Avera before. But only if you're Mechadish now in the Avera. But by Lulav HaGozel, you're not being Mechadish in the Avera because you're not doing anything new. You did the Gzela before. You're not being Mechadish anything new. The problem is Meiri is to talk about Matzah Shel Tevel. He's talking about Matzah Shel Tevel. In Matzah Shel Tevel, you're doing an Avera now. You're doing an Avera now. So why not say Asay is Doch HaLos Asay? Why not say Asay is Doch HaLos Asay? You got to think about it. Maybe Aseh Do Chalos Aseh doesn't apply if it's a Cheftza. If the Aveira is in the Cheftza, if there's a Cheftza the Aveira. Right here, the Meiri is suggesting that according to Shmuel, Tevel is called a Cheftza the Aveira. Right, we were grappling with that. Tevel is a Cheftza Shel Isser, but we said that maybe it's not a Cheftza Shel Aveira. That's why Tosus had his Kash. Then why do you need... Right, Tosus says that... Why need the pasuk to tell me you can't be yotzei with matzah shel tevel typically? It's a mitzvah of avera. So he said, according to the Rambam, there's no shaila. The Rambam holds you need a cheftza d'avera. Maybe matzah shel tevel is not a cheftza shel avera, even though it's a cheftza shel issa. So it could be what the Meiri is saying is no, tevel is a cheftza shel avera. So it's a machalas hazuras. It's a cheftza shel issa. It's a cheftza shel avera. So the psula mitzvah of avera does apply. Why don't I say should be dochelos asay? Maybe he'll. He'll apply that to, let's say, something like, as an example, say, Kalayim Betzitzis. Kalayim Betzitzis might be Hutra, that's different. Right, I say, is Dochalos, I say, what? Mila Betzaras. Mila Betzaras. Mila Betzaras. So there's an Issa to be Matar, the Negatis, and you're not doing the Mila with the Cheftza Shel Issa. It's not Cheftza Shel Issa. You're cutting off the Tzaras and being the kind of mitzvah of Mila too. Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Shabbos. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about can I say Bidocha Losa Se Sheesh B'Koris. It's a back and forth about that. But in the Havamina we're saying what? That Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Shabbos, let's say. So that you're not using a Cheftza. It's not a cheftza shel avera. You're doing an avera. You're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. You're doing an avera. It's not that the cheftza is a cheftza shel issa. Maybe that's what the Meiri is saying. That the din of aseh do chalos aseh is not going to apply to Macholas Asuras. Macholas Asuras is a Chefza Shal Issa. By a Chefza Shal Issa, then the Psula Mitzvah of Aveira applies. If the mitzvah and the Aveira are happening simultaneously. By Lulav HaGozel, even though it is a Chefza Shal Issa, but since you're not being Mosif in the Aveira now, so then the Psula Mitzvah of Aveira, according to Shmuel, is not going to apply. Maybe that's Pshat in the Meiri. Yes?
Is it possible to say that the Meiri is going by the side that
then he should have said that. He doesn't say that. He seems to be talking about whether they're happening simultaneously or not happening simultaneously. His vort is that by lulav, since it's not simultaneous, the pshat is that you did the avera before, but you're not being mosif in the avera b'shas ha-mitzvah. As opposed to matzah, you are doing an avera b'shas ha-mitzvah. So since you're doing an avera b'shas ha-mitzvah, that's mamish called using a chefza shel avera for the mitzvah. Right, the din of mitzvah of avera means that you can't use a chefza shel avera for the mitzvah. So what defines this mice? Is this mice defined as a mice a mitzvah or is a mice avera? So he says, if I'm doing the avera now, if I'm being mosif in the avera now, so that's a mice shel avera. He says a mice avera. I can't do a mice a mitzvah by avera. That's what a mitzvah of avera means according to Shmuel. So he assumes that tevel is a chefza shel avera. Even though it's only Machalos Asuras, it is a Chefza Shel Aveira. And whenever you do a mitzvah with a Chefza Shel Aveira, and you're doing the Aveira now, not just that the Aveira was done before, but you're doing the Aveira now, so that's a mitzvah of Aveira, that'll pass the mitzvah. Yes?
Can we say that similar to what Tosfos says?
I don't know if I would go there, because again, he's explaining Shmuel. Tosfos is not working within Shmuel. This is all not Lamaskon, keep in mind.
Right. Yeah,
we're trying to figure out Shmuel over here. So we have three pshatim. We have Tosfos, Pnei Yeshua, and now a Meiri that we're fiddling with. That's a little complicated. Yeah.
Now that Tosfos is saying like Meiri, then Meiri is taking what Tosfos is saying and applying it to Shmuel, right? And Tosfos says, "Eishlam to lo dam le gazel the machmas avera hagazel ba mitzvah shiur." So by mitzvah avera, the mitzvah is coming machmas the avera. If it's happening at the same time, the mitzvah is mamash coming from the avera. By a case of Yeri Dachas, it already has Chefza Shel Aveira. The mitzvah is not coming necessarily through the Aveira. Here, it's already been stolen. So now it is a Chefza Shel.
No, I hear you, but the Kasha still remains. Why shouldn't you say that Aseh is Dochalos Aseh over here? That's the Kasha that you're talking about. So you gotta say, Aseh Dochalos Aseh is a din where you're not using a Chefza Shel Aveira. As opposed to Matzah Shel Tevel is a Chefza Shel Aveira, but the Aveira is being violated by Shas HaMitzvah. You have to say something like that. Eitan.
Also, when you said that, when we had the Meiri and the Ma'ara, I was talking about the Lulav, he said over there that we have to do the Mitzvah of the Lulav. So you put him in the same kind of...
So that he is a Chefza man, to some extent.
Right, exactly.
It's not such a... Right, you're still saying a chiddush here. Right? But he is one who says that mitzvah of avera is a function of chesed avera. So it's not such a far jump to say that that's what he's saying. Okay, let's go weiter. So now we actually have to pedal back to the middle of the sukkah. Rabbi Yochanan said that lulav hagozel is possible beyond the sheni because it's a mitzvah of avera. And the Gemara quoted a pasuk. How do I know that a mitzvah of aver is posel for lulav? Shnemar v'aveisim gozel v'esapiseh v'esachola gozel dum yudepiseh. Na piseach les leitakantav gozel les leitakantav. Aveisim gozel v'esapiseach teaches me that a mitzvah of aver is posel for the mitzvah. Just like piseach is posel for hakrova, for carbon, so gozel is also posel. Lo shna lifnei yish v'lo shna la'acha yish. Pishlam lifnei yish adam ki akir mikem amir achamon av alav didehu. Gozel is less like takanta. Sounds like bein lifnei yish, bein la'acha yish. Whether the bailam or misyayish, they said vayle lechisar and kiss, we give up hope of getting it back. Or even after yish. So if it's lifnei yish, meaning that the object still belongs to the bailam. So the pasuk says, adam ki yakir mikem, that the carbon has to be mikem, it has to be shalchav. So then I understand, if the Bailam haven't been misyayish, then it's not shalom. So obviously it should be possible. But la'acha yish, l'chor, it belongs to the gazlan. Hokanye biyush, says the Gemara, yikone biyush. So yikone biyush, what's the problem? Ataka is mikem, so why can't you bring the carbon? Must be that there's a din, that mitzvah b'aver is also possible for a carbon. that even if it is shallow, it's possible for the carbon anyway. Says up the Gemara, even if a lulav hagazel is not shallow, even if it's before years, but on Yom Tov Sheni, you don't need lochem. Right? So even in a place where it's not shallow, but if you don't need shallow, so why should it be possible? It's possible because it's a mitzvah of aveh. Because mitzvah of aveh has nothing to do with shallow. So by carbon, it has to be shallow, but la'acha yush, it really is shallow, but it's a mitzvah of aveh anyway. That's why it's possible. And lulav hagazel on Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's not shallow, even if it's before years, but you don't need shallow. But nevertheless, mitzvah of aveh will tell me that lulav hagazel of Yom Tov Sheni is possible. Okay, that's the given. Let's mash from the given. Masha from the Gemara that after Yush, Shakanya Beyush, that you really kona Beyush, you really kona Beyush, and the din of mitzvah b'aveira applies even after Yush. Right, that's what the Gemara sounds like. So, Sok Tais is Akanya Beyush, the Karina be Miker Mishalachem. Mashma, the Kasava, Rabbi Yochanan, Yush Kedikon. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that Lulva Gazov Yom Tov Sheni is a mitzvah b'aveira. We're talking Lishitasa. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan will claim that after Yush, Akanya Beyush, why is it a mitzvah of Aver? Why is it possible, I should say, it's Doch Kanya Beyush? Rabbi Yochanan must hold that Yush is Kona, because if not, what's the Gemara talking about? Because the Meruba Ka'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Diftashal Mi'abba, Vachamisha Chiyuve Ben Lefne Yush, Ben Lacha Yush. Rabbi Yochanan in Perek Merubin, Bavakama, seems to say that Tashlume Dalet Vehei is Ben Lefne Yush, Ben Lacha Yush. What is Tashlume Dalet Vehei? We know that a Ganav is different than a gazlan. A gazlan is someone who steals publicly, and a ganav steals secretively. So a ganav is more chomer than a gazlan. They're both bad. But a ganav is more chomer, he has extra chiyuvim. So there's a chiyuv of kefil that you have to pay double, more than the gazlan. And if he steals a shor v'seh, right? Ki yugnovi shor v'seh v'tvochem v'chor, chamisha bakir shan tachas ha-shor, v'abatzon tachas ha-seh. He steals a shor v'seh, So then he has to pay chamisha boker tachas hashor ve'arbatzon tachas haser. Why does he pay less for the seh? So the Gemara Bavakama says, Rashi quotes it, that the Torah was chas on the covet of the gazlan, that since he has to carry the sheep on his shoulders, it's normal to carry the sheep on your shoulders, so he was misbaza a little bit, so the Torah doesn't punish him as much. That's why you only have to pay four, not five. But that's tashlumi dalei v'hei. It's like a tashlumi kefil. It's more than kefil. It's kefil plus. Kefil plus. For a ganav always has to pay more. But for shor v'seh, then he has to pay dalei v'hei. But he only pays dalei v'hei for what? He's gonev and tfacho mechara. Not tfacho u'mechara, but tfacho o'mechara. You know, the pasuk says u'mechara means o'mechara. That if he has a geneva plus a tficha or a mechira, he shechs or he sells the animal, then he has to pay dalei v'hei. Zopt Rabbi Yochanan, when's the chiv of dalei v'hei? He says, ben lifnei yush, ben la'achar yush. If you do the tficha mechira, even la'achar yush is the chiv of dalei v'hei. The fact is, v'yush kani amai chayim shalom tover shalom ocher shalom tover shalom ocher. It says chamisha. It says kiyigno v'shor asel utvacho amachara utvacho amachara. He has to shecht to sell the animal when it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the bialim. But if he's kona b'yush, then he's shechting his own animal. He's selling his own animal. So then the chiyuv d'alav he shouldn't apply. How can you say Yush Kedikani? Then it'll turn out that Shalom Tover Shalom Moche. The Chai Gavna Dai Kosam Leel Rav Sheshes Amil Sidei Rav the Kamer Kinai V'Shachiv Rav Amar LaHashmai. That's the Kash of Toisus. Rabbi Yochanan seems to assume in Bava Kama that Yush is not Koning, yet Agamar seems to assume that he holds that Yush is Koning. V'od B'Hagozel Basa Shamina B'Hedyo L'Rabbi Yochanan Mishmed Rabbi Anei the Shini Rishus V'Achar Kach Yush Lo Koning. Rabbi Yochanan seems to say that Yush is not kona by itself. You need Yush and Shini Rishus. So if the Shini Rishus comes first, then the Yush is not going to be kona. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds Yush is not kona levat. And the problem is, Agamara says Hakanya biYush, and Hakanya biYush sounds like Yush is going to be kona by itself. So says Taisus, V'yesh Svarim B'Gastin and Hocha Hakanya V'Sulo. Some svarim have the girsa here, hokanye. How does that help? If it just says hokanye and not hokanye biyush, because if it only says hokanye, then hokanye could mean with yush and something else, yush and shini rishus or shini hashem, some other mechanism. So then there's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan really might hold that Yush is not kona by itself. Hakanya in Agamar doesn't mean Hakanya be Yush, it means Hakanya be Yush and something else. Bafilu Garcina be Yush, says the Gemara, says Taisus, even if we talk of Gores, Hakanya be Yush, Yesh the Farish, the Ochikomar, Hakanya be Yush, Vishini Hashem, Kidyamina be Meruba, Hagana be Agazlan, Hagdesh and Hagdesh. Bafilu Mandama Yush Lokani, Mishum the Haika Yush, Vishini Hashem, Mekar Hulin, Vahashta Hagdesh. Says Taisvis, in this case, you have Yush and Shini Hashem, that if the Bailam are Messiahish and then the Gazlan is Makdish, it's a Shini Hashem, that initially the Behema was called Chulin and now it's called Hegdish, so Yush and Shini Hashem is going to be Kona. So even if you'll tell me that Yush Kedi, Yush by itself is not Kona, here there's Yush and Shini Hashem, so therefore it's going to be Kona. Okay, that's the Taisvis. So Tosis had a tzad to say that Yush should be kona by itself. Rabbi Yochanan will say that Yush is kona by itself, and Tosis says it's not muchach. Maybe Taka agrees that Yush is not kona by itself. You need Yush and Shin Yashem. Okay, now we get started. Then Tomer says Tosis in Cain, if we're talking about Yush and Shin Yashem, that there's Yush and Shin Yashem here. So my parchas am abaya l'rav adam Yush kona yushir kabana v'la gazol. Abaya asks against the Rav. Right, that Rava seems to say what? Rava holds that Yush is Kona by itself. So Abaye asks on Rava, how can Yush be Kona? But the Pasuk says Karbono, Imola Karbono min Habakar, Karbono, his carbon. And Chazal of Edrosha Karbono v'lo Hagozel, that if you gozel, in the Havamina we're assuming, if you gozel an animal and then you makdish it, the Gazlan steals an animal and he's makdish it, so that carbon is not going to work for the gazlan, carbono v'lo hagazol. By Esan Rava, if Yush is koni, why shouldn't the carbon hagazol work? If he was gozel the carbon, he was gozel the behema, and then he was makdish it. So you just told me that everyone agrees that Yush and Shini Hashem is kone, even those who claim Yush Kiddi is not kone, but Yush and Shini Hashem definitely is kone. There's Yush and Shini Hashem over here. And then the gazlan is makdish as a carbon, so why should carbon a gazlan not work? That's Abaye's kasha against the Rav. Right? Abaye's kasha against the Rav is what? Abaye is Yush Kedi is Kona. Rav holds that Yush Kedi is Kona. Nachamo. Rav holds Yush Kedi is Kona. So how can the Pasuk say carbon of Aloha gazlan, that if the gazlan steals the behema and then he's magdish, it's not going to work even after Yush Habaylim? But if Yush is Kona, so what's the problem? That's Habay's kasha. If Yush is Kona, so Yush Kedi should work, and the carbon should work, should be good. What's the what is the Gemara Bavakama say? Biased against the Rava, that if Yush is Kona, so why do we say Kabana Velo Hagazul? That if the Behemah is Gzula, it can't be a carbon. But Yush Abaylim made it Shela Gazlan, so the Ganav is being Makdish his own carbon. So what does the Gemara answer? No, we're talking about Begozel carbon the Chavre. But Ruvain was Makdish a carbon, and then Shimon stole it from Ruvain, and Shimon brought it as a carbon. So what's the problem? He brought Ruvain's carbon, so let it be Misratza for Ruvain. No, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Carbon of a low Hagazul, that it's not even going to work for the original Bailim. That's the chish. That he was gozel carbon the chavre. Not that he was gozel an animal and then he was makdish it, but rather he was gozel carbon the chavre. So Fractis is, why do we have to be mechadesh the gozel carbon the chavre? Man of shah chosan koni the ika yush v'shuni Hashem. When we come up on mifsal lakrava mishum mitzvah habav averik yamin and hocha. What's the kasha? Abayis against Rava. Karbono v'lo hagozol. So the poshup shot in the kasha. The havamina is what? That we're talking about a case where Shimon stole a behema from Reuven. Shimon stole a behema from Reuven. Gazlan gozol behema. Right. So stage one is that there's a gzela. Stage two is this Yush. And then the Gazlan is Makdish. In fact, Abaye, if you rub a hole of Yush Kedi Kani, So then, why shouldn't this carbon work? There was gzeilas ha-behema, then there was yush, yush is kona, so now it's the behema of the gazlan, so if the gazlan is magdish, then it should be fine. That's his kash. And what's the answer to the Gemara? Gozel carbon lechavri. We're not talking about that he was gozel an animal, he was gozel carbon lechavri. The chiddush is that it's not even going to work as a carbon for the original bialim. That's the shock of the Gemara. So Ferek Tosfos says, what's Abaye's kasha to begin with? Abaye is so troubled, he says, if you hold that Yush Kani, I don't understand. Even if Yush is not Kani, it's still Shver. The kasha is still Shver. It's not kasha against Rava. Even if Yush is Kani, it's still, even if Yush is not Kani, it's still Shver. Why? Ah, but if Yush is not Kani, so then I get it. Karbono velo hagazel, if you stole the animal, even if there's Yush is not Kani, so now the gazlan is Makdish, karbon hagazel, and it's not going to work. Great, according to Abaye. No, it's not great, because once you makdish the animal, there's Shini Hashem. Abaye is asking against Rava that if you hold that Yush is Kona, so then why does Karbon Avalo Hagozel make sense? Why is there a problem if you stole a behemoth and you were makdish it after Yush, but Yush is Kona? Even if you hold Yush by itself is not Kona, but you have a Yush and a Shini Hashem here through the Hagdish. So it should still be good. Abaye is also shver. Everyone is shver. What's the answer? The answer apparently is it doesn't matter that you were kona the kona. Whether you're kona the behemoth with yush or you're kona the behemoth with yush and shini hashem, it's the mitzvah b'aveira. Nevertheless, that's the answer. What's the kasha b'chlal? What's the kasha b'chlal? If you assume that yush and shini hashem, if the gazlan is makdish the carbon, then yush and shini hashem will make it be nikna to the gazlan. What's Abaye's kasha against Rav? Right, if you tell me that Yush and Shini Hashem of the hektish of the gazlon is not gonna solve his problem, right, it's not gonna make it nikna to the gazlon, so then I get it. Right, but if you hold it that Yush and Shini Hashem will make it nikna to the gazlon, so then what's Abaye's kasha? Even if you say Yush is not kona, but there's Yush and Shini Hashem, so of course it's gonna be nikna to the gazlon. What must you say that even if there is a kinyan, the mitzvah b'aveir anyway, right? It's still possible as a karma because the mitzvah b'aveir. So, like, what's Abaye talking about here? The Yeshlomer says Tosus no. Then Isa the Yush Kedi Kani Havi Shalom Kodem Hagdish Vesula Choshev Mitzvah b'aveir. What's Tosus saying? Now, there's a very big difference between these two cases. Again, there are two possibilities here: that either the gazlan is going to be kona b'yush, or he'll be kona b'yush and the shini Hashem of the hektish. Says Tosis, no. Abaye's kasha is, if you Rava hold a Yush Kani, then I don't understand why the Karban HaGozel is not going to work. But if you hold like me that Yush isn't Kona, and you're only going to be Kona with Yush and Shin Hashem, then everything is great. Why? Because if you hold that Yush is Kona, it turns out that you were Kona before the Hakdosha. Before the Hakdosha, before the mitzvah, so to speak, before the mitzvah began. So if you hold Yush Kani, you're Kona before the mitzvah, then the Dina Mitzvah Bababer doesn't apply. The dinner mitzvah b'aveir is not going to apply because you were kona beforehand. It's not called gozel anymore. You aren't makdish a chayvetz a gozel. You are makdish a chayvetz shalcha, a behemah shalcha. But if you hold like me, I hold yush kedi is not kona. The only time that the gazlan is going to be kona is when there's a shini hashem later. Then you put the yush and shini hashem together. Ah, then it's a mitzvah b'aveir. Why? Because it's not shalcha. It only becomes shalcha b'shas hakdosha. If it becomes shalcha b'shas hakdosha at the time of the Shini Hashem, then it's a mitzvah haba b'aveir. Then I'll say it's a mitzvah b'aveir. Because the chayfetz was never shalcha b'shas hakdosha. You are makdish a davar hagozel, because at the moment of the hakdosha, it only became shalcha at the time of the hakdosha. The yisod is that if yush kedi is kani, then it's shalcha beforehand. Once it's shalcha beforehand, it's not a mitzvah b'aveir anymore. But if it only becomes shalcha b'shas hakdosh, if it's b'am ka'achas, then it's a mitzvah b'aveira. It's a mitzvah haba b'aveira because it becomes shalcha only through the hekdesh. That's the yisod of Tosfos. That's the yisod of Tosfos. And he says that's true in the Hemshech of Agimar as well. Rav Huna, we're going to see this in great length, Daf Lamed. Rav Huna with the Avankri, that Amalahu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankri Kizav Nisu Osa Me'akom Lotikzuzu Ason Lotikzuzu Inu. Rav Huna told the Avankri, the merchants, that they should buy the Hadassim. when they buy the hadassim from the merchants, the goyim, they should let the goyim cut them off, because if they cut them off, it's going to be a problem. Why? My time is stam of the gochavim gazloni arasan inu the karka inu nixelas hilkach legzizua inu geiched lehavi yush baylam bidayu didhu v'shini rishas bidayu. Rafuna was saying that what happens, the gzela is only going to be chal when you cut the hadassim off the ground. So it's karka inu nixela, so ba'odam mechubarim lekarka, when they're still attached, there is no thing to say. It's only after they're cut off from the ground. And they become a tadlin. So Zabdur Funa, let them cut it off so that you'll have a yiyush bailim bidayu, meaning they'll cut it off, then the bailim are going to be messiahish, and then you'll have a shini rishus by you. Yiyush and shini rishus is konin. So in fact, the Gemara, so, ki gozu avankri, let have a yiyush bailim bidayu, but shini rishus be adam. There's still a shini rishus, even if the avankri cut it off. So there'll be the avankri will violate the issek zeila. Let's say we'll have to talk about that. Why he wasn't concerned about why the gemara is not concerned that the avankri are going to violate an issek zeila. The achron talk about it. But the avankri will violate this issek zeila. But for you, it's for us, it's not a problem because you'll have a yiush between the gziza, the ktsitsa, and the shini rishus biyodon in our hands. So then there still shouldn't be a problem with our hadassim. Lotzicha b'oshana da avankri gufay. No, the Shanas of the Avangri themselves, the Yish is not going to help because they did the Yisak Zayla, so the Yish is not going to help them. Bisura Asaliyadon came to the hands of Issa, so the Yish is not going to help them. So for their Hoshanas, Rafuna was saying, you let the other people cut it off, then it'll be a Zayla in their hands, there'll be a Yish before you acquire it, then you acquire it as a Yish and Shini Rishus, and that's why it's going to be good for you. So, Frag the Gemara, Velikneyua Bishini Maisen. Velikneyua Bishini Hashem. Whereas Kashis, even the Avangri themselves, they should be Kone Bishini Maisa. They make an egget on the Lulav. They should be Kone Bishini Hashem. That now that the Hadassim are cut off, they're put into the Lulav. Now they're called Hoshana. They're not called Asa. It's a different name. It's a Yush and Shini Hashem. The Avangri themselves can be Kone B'Yush and Shini Hashem. So says Tosis, what do you see from that Gemara? The Gemara wanted to suggest for the Kninu B'Shini Hashem that they should be able to be Kone the Hadassim because there's a Shini Hashem in the Cheftza of the Hadass. It was called an Asa. Now it's called a Hoshana. Mashvadi Konu Lei Matzu Nafki Be'v Lachashiv Mitzvah Habababeir. It sounds like if you have a Shini Hashem, then everything is fine. That's the assault. That if you're Kone before the Zman HaMitzvah, if you're Kone before the Hakadosha, or you're Kone before the beginning of Sukkot, the Zman HaMitzvah of Dalet Minim, so then it's not a Mitzvah Bababeh, because it's already yours. It's already yours. The problem is over here by Hagdish, because here, if you're Kone B'Shas HaKadosha, then you're not being Kone beforehand. If there's Yush and Shini Hashem only through the HaKadosha, then you're not being Kone beforehand. Aval I Yush Kedilo Kone, Ve'al Yidei HaKadeshon Kokone Le, Dika Yush V'Shini Hashem, Hashta, Tals Choshev Mitzvah Bababere. And that's the Yisod of Tosis. Tosis says, when is it a Mitzvah Bababere with Gezel? That's only if it's gezel at the moment that you'd be kone. But if you're kone before, then the din of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply. Hakanye would mean if kanye be yush before the hakadosha. If kanye be yush before the hakadosha, then it's not a mitzvah b'aver. If you're only kanye be yush and the shini hashem of the hakadosha, that's a mitzvah b'aver. So that's Abaye's kasha against Rava. You Rava hold that yush kedi is kone. So why do we say Kabbana v'loha gozol that if you gozol a behema, then it's a problem? What's the problem? As long as you have yush before the hakadosha, then it's yours and you're being makdish an animal that's yours. It's not a mitzvah b'aver. According to me, it's great because I hold that you're only going to be kone b'shas the yush and the shini hashem. You need a shini hashem too. So if you need a shini hashem, since b'shas hakadosha, it's a mitzvah b'aver, so that's going to be possible. But you say that you're going to be kone beforehand. If you're kone beforehand, that's like Yush and Shini Hashem of the Avankari. That you have a Yush and Shini Hashem before this man of the mitzvah. Since before this man of the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, Baba there. It's only if it's at the time of the mitzvah, right, or b'shas hakadosha, then it's a mitzvah over there. But if it's before, then it's not going to be a problem. That shita's Tosfos. Right? There's a meridik achirish that Tosfos has. That the din of mitzvah b'avera by Gezel is only where you don't own the object, where Yush, where the mechanisms to enable the gazlan to be kona the object did not occur before the mitzvah began. Shas ha-mitzvah began. The hakdosha began. So if the gazlan was only kona the object, the shas, the hegdish, then it's the mitzvah b'avera. But if he's kona beforehand, then the psula mitzvah b'avera falls away. That's the yisod of Tosfos and Sukkah. Because once he's kona it, then it's his. So if it's his, then there's no problem. Yes?
If one was to steal a lulav before Yantav, and then when would he, and there was, let's say there was Yish, and you hold like Yish is not kona, and then Yantav comes, and then is the Shira Hashem when Yantav comes?
Because it turns into a lulav for a mitzvah? I think not, right? It's probably called the Hoshana once you're ma'aged it. So even if lulav ain't sarach eged, but since we normally bind it together, so it already has a shame hoshana once you're ma'aged it. Even if the eged is not called a shinui maisa, because it's not required, that's the pilpul in the Gemara, in Laman of Beis. So even if it's not a shinui maisa, because you haven't changed something, midina, it doesn't require eged, but the shinui Hashem has occurred, because people now call it hoshana, since it's normal to be ma'aged them. So it's already called a hoshana, it's not called an asa anymore. So that's why the Shinei Hashem is going to occur before the Yom Tov. Think so. I think it's going to occur before the Yom Tov. Rav Tosfos says it. B'kula shmaitim v'chosha mitzvah b'avera Echad d'koni le matzina l'meim b'd'koni kodem ba'aguda afilu ma'damad l'boi eged akoni le kodem Yom Tov. You kona before the Yom Tov. It's got to be that you kona before the Yom Tov. If not, then what's the difference? Right? Dovi?
Say that is a change
of perspective. It's not called a Shinei Maise, but it's still a Shinei Hashem. That's the Gemara. It's still called a Shinei Hashem.
Well,
Shinei
Hashem was just because
now it's called a Hoshana.
Is that true by Lulav also?
Oh, by Lulav you're saying. If you stole, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Hadas. If you stole a lulav, there's no Shinei Hashem in the lulav. Still, it was called a lulav before, it's called a lulav now. The hadas is called an osa, but on Yom Tov it's called a hoshana. Right? They called hadas and hoshanas for some reason. We don't. Haravas were not called hoshana. I'm not sure, but right. That's what the Gemara says, that the hadas is called an osa normally, but on the Yom Tov, if you're ma'agid it for the Yom Tov, then it's called a hoshana. The lulav is not going to change its name. It doesn't have a Shinei. No, there's no Shinei Hashem in the lulav. It's called a lulav before. It's called a lulav after. In the Hadassim, there's a Shinei Hashem from Osa to Hoshana. So that's what the Gemara is doing. Okay, yeah.
The Rambam says, like, Rambam.
Okay, go ahead.
Right.
No. Is it relevant to what Tosa said?
Go
ahead.
Is this only a Shinei Hashem according to the Rambam, it says it didn't affect it when they
jump in the gun. Yeah, good. We're going to get there. That's Tosa. Look, we have to take the sugya slowly. What's Taisa Shita? Taisa Shita is that the din of mitzvah b'avera by Gezel only applies if the gazlan is not kona it before the hakdasha. If he's not kona it before the shas hamitzvah, if he's kona it before the shas hamitzvah, it's all over. He's not a tzaddik. He's less than, he has a chiyuv tashlumin. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the mitzvah. Can he be yotzei the mitzvah? So he's kona beforehand. Then it's shalom. It's not a davar gazel. It's shalom. It's not a mitzvah b'avera. That Shita's Taisa. Comes Taisus in Bava Kama and quotes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, no. Taisus in Bava Kama is talking about a different shayla. Shitas Ula. There's a shayla in the Gemara. Ula in different places makes statements. Sometimes it seems as though Ula holds Yish Kadiyas Kani. Sometimes Ula makes statements that sound like Yish Kadiyas Lohan. That's a problem. Steerus in Ula. What to do with it? The Gemara in Kuf Yudala, the Gemara in Samach Zayin, and Bava Kama, back and forth. What's the answer? Stirin Ula comes to Rabbeinu Tam and says, there's no problem at all. Ula really holds that Yush is common. Ula holds Yush Kedi is common. In Hakrova, we hold it's not common. Hakrova is different. Hakrova is different. This is Tosis in Bava Kama, Samach Zayin. Mashmacha the Savar Ula Diyish Lokani, Chaimbani Zokin, yeah. Kashal Rabbi Natan, the Rabbi Zobasa, Gabi Sulti, the Rishon Rabbanan. Kama Ula, Machlokes Bistam, Ava Biyadua, the Rekol, Yush Kani. Ula says there, Bistam is the Machlokes Tanan about a particular case, but Biyadua, if you know that the Bailam of Messiah is Yush is Kani. So it's Dachastira, the Zula hold Yush Kedi is Kani or not? Rabbi Natan. The Bechomakam Yush Kone. Ula really holds Yush Kedi is Kone. Rakli Inyan Korba Mishim Dahabi Mitzvah Haba Baver. Bechomakam Yush Kone. Rakli Inyan Korban. What? Inyan Korban. Lokon, it sounds like, right? Lokon. Yush Kedi is Kone. Li Inyan Korban is not Kone because it's a Mitzvah Haba Baver. What does that mean? Rabbi Tam is saying. Listen up, right? Rabbi Natan is saying a tremendous chiddush that Ula can hold Yush Kedi is Kani. Right, what's the case? He stole a behema. Yush Kedi is going to be Kone, and it's a mitzvah b'avera. Nevertheless, right? Yush is going to be Kone, but for carbon, it's not going to work. It's a mitzvah b'avera. Mitzvah b'avera. I thought Tosis just said that if Yush Kedi is Kone, if the gazlan is Kone before the Shas Hakdasha, it's not a mitzvah b'avera because it's already shalom. Rabbi Natan clearly argues. Rabbi Natan, the Re, the places over there quotes the Re, like Artosis and Sukkah. The Re says Mamish the same as Tosis and Sukkah. That once the Gazlan is Kona, if the Hakdasha takes place after the Kinyan, it's not a mitzvah baba there. That's Artosis. That if the Gazlan is Kona biyush lechudei, it's not a mitzvah b'avera if he's makdish it afterwards. But the Rabbi Natan says no, that even if he's kone b'yush l'chur b'yush kedi, like Ula holds, he says, it's still a mitzvah b'avera. And what's the Rabbi Natan's raya? Can you bring a raya to the Rabbi Natan? That even if yush kedi is kone, it's still a mitzvah b'avera? What's the raya? What's the best raya? Jacob. Awu gemara. How can you be yush? That's the Rabbi Natan's raya. Awu gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, "What a little vagozel beyom tov sheni is possible to mitzvah b'avera." In fact, the Gemara, how do I know that? Right. What's the makkah? Beisav vagozel, beisav beisach, losh, less like takanta, losh nalitzayish. So, in fact, the Gemara, how can you be yush if we're talking after yush? It's a mitzvah b'avera after yush. Dr. Rabbi Natan, what do you see from here? That even if it's can you be yush, right? If he's makdish it after the yush. Right, Hakanya biyush nachamal. Rabbi Natan says what? That the Gemara is Hakanya biyush. Right, Hakanya biyush. What's the problem? It's a mitzvah b'avera. That's the maskana of the Gemara. That even after yush, it's still possible. How can it be possible after yush? You see that even if it's yush before the hakrov, it's still a mitzvah b'avera, like the Rabbi Natan. How is Artos going to be docha that raya, Jacob? Either he's not goris biyush, he just is goris Hakanya. Well, even if you're goris, Hakani biyush, he says, no. The reason why it's a mitzvah haba b'avera over here is because you're not kona biyush by itself. You're kona biyush and shini Hashem. And if you're kona biyush and shini Hashem, then you weren't kona before the hakdasha. You're kona b'shas hakdasha. And that's why it's a mitzvah haba b'avera. Two ways of reading the sugya. When all the dust settles, and all the complications are, what emerges is a machlokas rishon, right? Rabbi Natan, in Bava Kama, and now with Tosfos. That is, let's say a gazlan is kona b'chevetz before the hakadosh. Before the hakadosh. Before the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah haba b'avera anyway? Rabbi Natan says yes. That even if the gazlan is kona, the case he gives is, according to Ula, that yush kedi is koni. Even if the gazlan is kona b'yush, and then he has a hakadosh, it's a mitzvah haba b'avera. It's still possible for Hakrov. And by the same token, he probably would hold that if you're kona biyush and shini Hashem by the hadassim before Yom Tov, it's still a mitzvah b'aver. Before the mitzvah, it doesn't matter. It's a mitzvah b'aver. The Ri and Tosim of Akama and our Tosis would say no. That if you're kona b'shas the hakdosha, if it's yush and shini Hashem together, right? And the shini Hashem is b'shas hakdosha, that's a mitzvah b'aver. Because you weren't kona before the hakdosha. But if you're kona before the hakdosha, then it's not a mitzvah b'aver according to Tais. Because once you're kona, then it's shocha. It's not a mitzvah b'aver. It's not gezel anymore. It's not going to be gezel. Fine. Now we get to Dovi's point. Which shita seems more mistaken? Jacob, you have a question?
It's a question. I don't see what's the shita in our case that would make Akhari say that it's still.
Hektish.
So, what about our case of Kula Bagazo when you're getting ownership beforehand, or the Yayush, and then you're bringing it, and then you're doing the mitzvah? What's the problem
with Israel over there? What's he saying?
Where's the Shinui Hashem in our case?
What's the Shinui and Lulav? That's a good kasha. That's what David was touching on. Right? Is there only a Shinui Hashem by Hadassim? What is he saying? Hocha Hakanya B'Yirsh V'Shinui Hashem. What's the Shinui Hashem by Lulav? What do you think, Dovi? What's the Shinui Hashem by Lulav? Taisa said that there's a Shinui Hashem, no? Hakanya B'Yirsh V'Shinui Hashem. No! He's not talking about Lulav. He's talking about carbon. Vaveisim Gozel V'Esa Pisayach. He's not saying there's a Shinui Hashem by Lulav.
So, how would he say? He says the only way it would be Yisrael Avera is if the change in ownership comes at the same time as the Avera. But how would he understand the case of Lulav Gozel that it's Yisrael Avera?
He's saying if Yom Tov comes, he stole it before Yom Tov. And now the Gemara is saying Hakanya B'Yush. So Hakanya B'Yush means Yush. Mm-hmm. I hear.
Sounds like a
riot
for the
Rabbeinu Tam. A riot for the Ri, you mean? That Hakanya B'Yush would mean. For the Rabbeinu Tam, that even after your Kona. Tosfos makes a point of that Hakani Lekodim Yom Tov. It's always Kani Lekodim Yom Tov. The Chiyah Mitzvah has not been Chal. So why over here? Why over here is it a Mitzvah Vavaver? If Hakani Yavish means Beyush Veshuni Hashem, why is it a Mitzvah Vavaver? We'll have to think about it. We'll have to figure out what the answer to that is. We'll have to work on that. Food for thought. Which sheet is more mustava to you? What do you think? Based on everything you've said to me. Rabbi Natan Motaisis. That if the Gazlan is already kona the object before the Hakdosha. Right? Forget about Lula for just a moment. Gazlan is kona the object before the Hakdosha. Yush Kedi is kani. Is there still a mitzvah of Avera? If he's makdish the karvi. What do you think? So Lechora, if you take the approach of Atosvis, right? You say the mitzvah of Avera means that if the Avera enables the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is psula. Does it matter if he's kona, if he's not kona? Who cares whether it's shalom or not shalom? The fact is, he didn't Avera. Without the Avera, could he be mekayim the mitzvah? No. So didn't the Avera enable the mitzvah? It's not the mitzvah of Avera. Right? The Chor of the Rabbeinu Tam is sitting pretty. Rabbeinu Tam makes sense. He says, Yush is kona, but Leini not krova? No, because that's the din of mitzvah of Avera. That if the Avera enables the mitzvah is psula. Rabbi Natan makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. It's the Ri that's difficult. Right? It's the Ri that's difficult. Why should I assume that if he's already kona from beforehand, it's not a mitzvah of Avera anymore? So what? But the Avera enabled the mitzvah. What should the Ri hold? Dovi? I thought that's what you were... The Ri holds that once you're kona, if you makdish it after the kinyan, it's not a mitzvah of Avera. Why? Why? But the Avera enabled the mitzvah.
Sure, it is a mitzvah.
Why?
Because
Yes.
At the same time.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that the chetza is has its shame. It doesn't matter if it's become the chetza. It has to be only that there is enabling the mitzvah.
No, the reason says that if you're kone beforehand, it's not a mitzvah. Why not? But the avera still enabled the mitzvah. The avera still enabled the mitzvah. Yeah. The Rebbe will say that even though the Aver enabled the mitzvah, but what falls off once you're coming? Is it called a chayfet sagos?
Josh. Once it's yours, it's
not a chayfet sagos. No, chayfet sagos. Who's that shita? But it's a mitzvah of Aver. The Aver enabled the mitzvah, no?
Rambam.
I thought that's what you were saying, Dovi. But pshuto, you'd think the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rebbe are arguing about the old machlokas we had. I mean, this Tosis is right in the middle of the sukkah, so it should relate to our sukkah, no? That's what you would imagine. You'd say, you know what the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rebbe is? Whether, nochamo, does the din of mitzvah of Avera apply if the ganav is makdashit after it's already shalom or not? It's a question of what mitzvah of Avera means. If mitzvah of Avera means that if the, whenever the Avera enables the mitzvah, passes the Avera. So the fact is, your Avera did enable the mitzvah. Even if it's shalcha, but it came became shalcha through the Avera. So that's a mitzvah of Avera. But if you hold that mitzvah of Avera means that you can't do a mitzvah with a chefta shal Avera, so after once it becomes shalcha and there's no chiyuv hashav anymore, again, there is a chiyuv tashlum, you have to pay money for it, but he doesn't have to return the object. It's not a chefta shal Avera, it's not a mitzvah of Avera, because it's not a chefta shal Avera. That's what you would have liked to say. So that would mean that our tosfis that holds what? Our tosfis that holds is not a mitzvah of Avera after you kona it. If the hektish occurs after you kona it, what's his approach in the psula mitzvah? Above Aver. What's his approach? Josh. Chetza shel Aver. What's the problem with that? Okay, so you would want to say that Rabbeinu Tam and Atosis are arguing about the nature of the psula mitzvah above Aver. The problem is, if that's the case, then you have a stira from one process to the next. So obviously, we have our work cut out for us. We have to figure out what exactly is this machlokas. There must be something else going on over here. Okay? Again, once all the dust settles, we have Rabbeinu Tam and the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Tam and our Tosfos. Does mitzvah of Aver apply if the gazlan was kona the object before the Hakdosha? It's not a function of the nature of the psula mitzvah of Aver. It can't be, because if that's the case, then our Tosfos and Masos are each other. So we'll have to figure out. We'll have to look at some of the other makaros. We'll figure out exactly what the machlokas is based on.